When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are listening to the Urban Sports Scene. We are also part of Ampire Media at AmpireMedia.com. I'm Ole, joined by my co-host Ray Jeezy. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, what's good, my dude? Super Bowl time.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Super Bowl. Hopefully.
Hopefully we'll have a dog in the fight in the future, my guy.
Hopefully.
We're used to this. We're used to covering the Super Bowl from afar.
We are. True, real talk, real people do real things. But yeah, it's supposed to be our Super Bowl special. You know, we had a show already on Tuesday about Commanders talk, and now we're having a Super Bowl show about these two teams fighting for the NFL championship, man. So we're expecting a guest, but hopefully we'll have him jump on. But Ray, we actually had an eventful, you know, week. You know what I'm saying? I'm rocking our alma mater gear, but we had a good time watching our University of Maryland Eastern Shore men's basketball team with a big victory over Norfolk State. But yeah, that was a cool experience though, right? It was a cool experience, bro.
First time defeating Norfolk State since 2016. Of course, it's huge, dude. What you mean? But you know, it's a long season left. Coach Jones is not happy that they celebrated, so it's gonna be interesting.
It's gonna be interesting
when they're playing Norfolk, my dude.
Yeah, I know. I think it's going to be something very, very.
He had that mentality. Like, keep that energy when you come to Norfolk. That's the tricky part when you celebrate conference or division victories in professional sports, collegiate sports, whatever. If you got to see that team again, dude, you got to be careful. But if the Hawks get that broom, hey well, I'm gonna rock my jersey then. I don't even have one. I'm gonna get one.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh, bruh. It would be on and popping if we get two W's.
What's interesting is I know we're supposed to talk Super Bowl today.
We are.
And having Bashaud Breeland on, of course, we know why he was an invited guest, because he played for the Chiefs, won a Super Bowl in the same matchup against the 49ers. But what about EB? EB would be a dope guest about now, because he's still in the headlines about should he go back to Kansas City? What else is out there for that dude?
Oh, did you see already what he did? You saw what he did already, right?
No, what did he do?
Oh, they invited him to talk before the AFC to the team.
Oh, right?
Yeah,
I did see that.
An AFC championship game. So he was already kind of like, you know, he's already, if he wants, I think the Chiefs are an option. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's quite funny that they're, you know, the whole talk of like he's not a player's coach and this, that, and the other, but they invited him back to talk to the team prior to a big game. I think that's hilarious to me. But players don't like him. You know what I mean? Like that narrative is hilarious to me. Or he's so bad of a coach or a coordinator that, you know, Kansas City still wanted him to come by onto their team before a big game, and it looked like it inspired him, right? So I think it's
yeah, well, it's kind of like his home, you know what I'm saying? That's why they invited him back, I'm sure. And I think the narrative around him right now is it's only in Washington. It's not league.
Yeah, I think so. I agree.
You got to take that with a grain of salt. Hopefully he's able to move on and continue to excel as an OC and then ultimately a head coach and get – this Washington experience behind him. But so many have come through Washington. Some leave and do well. Others leave and do extremely well. A la Kyle Shanahan playing in the Super Bowl. Now, you can't really tie his success to Washington because he is who he is, whether he's in Houston, Atlanta. But it's a nice list of folks that have left Washington. Yeah. And of course, we're going to do big things. And EB probably is going to be in that line to go back to what he
used to. Look, I mean,
it's more of an organizational thing, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, folks who left Washington have done pretty well. Like Kendall Fuller was an individual, went to Kansas City, won a championship. I mean, won a Super Bowl. Bashaud Breeland left Washington, won a Super Bowl. So, like, to your point, people leave. Well, I mean, I mean, a lot of people hate Chase Young, and you know, it hasn't had the best play. I'm gonna be real, hasn't had the best play since the trade, but he is in the Super Bowl, so he had an opportunity. Trent Williams is another one, left Washington, and still is like probably arguably the best tackle in football. So, oh, like, yeah, to your point,
Preston Smith ball, he's balling it.
Preston Smith in Green Bay, true be told, like that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Even before the nasty injury of Cole Holcomb in Pittsburgh was playing pretty good football.
Antonio Pierce.
So the list goes on and on about guys.
Dang, that's crazy. That's crazy. It's a long list of 11.
It's a long list of some great players. I mean, Desmond Howard left and became a Super MVP with the Green Bay Packers. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Brian Mitchell had some success when he left too. I mean, he has success here, but has success in Philadelphia and New York. So you know, it's this team tends to let players go and they excel elsewhere.
I see what we need to do then. We need to create a reality show. We do. After Washington, I'm trying to tell you, where's Lake Lewis? He got the after practice. After leaving Washington, where did your career go? Whether you're a coach or a player, so many seem to go on and do well.
Yeah. I know. Hold on, guys. Comment? Oh, my man, George's not here. Okay, what's up, George, okay, man?
Yes, sir.
Man. Yeah, man. We still waiting on the guests, but yeah. Super Bowl time, bro. Super Bowl time. You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna give my man Bree a pass. See, Bree typically, you know, he has some connectivity issues or something.
Of course. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not saying
I'm not necessarily surprised. And it's so many storylines in the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, I feel like the media, they kind of early in the week targeted Mahomes' dad and we're trying to ask him questions about that.
That man stay in trouble. That man stay doing stuff.
Well, it's not just his dad. He got his brother
his brother's annoying. I'm sorry.
His brother made headlines the day of Sean Taylor's memorial.
I know. I remember. He's annoying. That dude's annoying. I'm sorry. So,
not only if Mahomes continues to win, because you know around the league, people are saying if he wins this year, he's going to pass Brady. Like he's on a pace to shatter Brady's records in terms of winning.
Told, though. He's on
and then you got to deal with his family for that time period too.
And don't get started on Taylor. That's a whole different beast if they win the Super Bowl. That's a Kansas whole different City, story.
Although you have one Kelce retire in Philly, divisional rival, by the way, for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And the sentiment is if Kansas City wins, then the other Kelce, being Travis, he's going to retire too. You got Bo Jason.
Is that the word? He's going to retire?
Huh?
He's still relatively young. He's thinking about retiring for real?
That's what I heard.
Dang. Dude, trying to get out because see, it's that Taylor Swift money. Now he found a joint with big money, and he already got money.
Wow!
I got to play football, and now he in a different culture now, dog. He in the pop culture. I mean, he's always been shot kind of hip, like everybody mess with Travis Kelce, but it's a different realm. But you get that, you know, you got that Taylor Swift crowd, bro. That's a different level, man. There's different levels to this.
And bro, if you wanna move on while we wait on Bree, we can come back to the questions we gonna ask him, and we can ask the same questions, and we can ask the listeners to chime in.
Yeah, at this point, that's too. Facts. We can do that. But hold on, before we get into the the topic, let's take care of some of the particulars. Hey, Amp Papyri Media hosts. I mentioned Empire Medium earlier. Amp Papyri Media hosts multiple DMV sports podcast shows, such as the John Conn Report. Hosted by ESPN, Washington Commanders insider John Keim, and Jones Football, hosted by USA Today insider Mike Jones. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Just search the Urban Sports Scene.
Also, make sure to subscribe to the Urban Sports Scene YouTube channel. George, I see you, bro. We're going to get to your comments in a minute. George is chiming in on YouTube. Please hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and don't forget to tweet us. Or hit us up on X at Urban Sports Scene. Check out our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. And also hit us up on IG at Urban Sports Scene.
Also, join our Urban Sports Scene Facebook group. Search Urban Sports Scene, sports bloggers, sports podcasters, and sports debates. All right, let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Here's what we have on tap. We're waiting on Super Bowl champion with the Kansas City Chiefs, Breshad Breeland. And he's going to be on the show to help us preview Super Bowl 58. All right, and if you don't remember, Breeland was the Super Bowl he won was Super Bowl 54. All right, so ready? Let's get into it. The Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers. This is like a rematch. Like I mentioned, they battled in Super Bowl 54. Your thoughts, like, for off the rip, like, what is your excitement level on Super Bowl 58 with the Chiefs and the Niners?
I feel like the 49ers defense is going to be the story of this game, mm-hmm. depending on how it goes, because Fred Warner has been pretty vocal in the media saying, we got to turn this around. Not a good showing against Green Bay or Detroit. This is not the defense that we've been all season. You know, this team, when rolling, they whooped up on some pretty good squads. I remember the Pittsburgh game. That stands out to me. Obviously, the Dallas Cowboys game stands out. They put a hurting on Dallas on the national stage in primetime. But as of late, you haven't seen that same defense show up in these playoffs. So I'm looking to see, are they going to come to play against Mahomes, or are they going to continue to struggle? Because if you get blown out by Kansas City, obviously the defense is going to be the story. Defense, for some reason, failed. Do you miss your defense coordinator, D'Amico Ryans, who's now the coach of the Texans? Or if they come to play and they win a good one, then that defense could go down in history as one of the better defenses in the league, because I feel like just all the talent they have on defense, including your man Chase Young.
Yeah.
It's a good look for them. Bosa's a Hall of Famer in many of our books. So I think that's going to be the story for me, is what 49ers defense is going to show up. Now, from a national media standpoint, Brock Purdy is the story, period. Mm. It's going to be him at the 49ers win. I can't pick against Mahomes, but 49ers defense against Mahomes is what I'm looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, for me, my excitement level, I'm not there yet, you know, because I think there's obviously, to your point, there's a bunch of storylines. But I'm, my excitement level of the Super Bowl isn't, like, totally there yet. Maybe as we get closer, I'm not, you know, because I feel like we're getting the same old teams in on the low. I know basically 4 years ago, these two teams faced off, but it just seems like Kansas City's always there. The Niners always compete, and seems like there's an opportunity for Niners to always get to the bowl nowadays. So it's like it's not a new team, you know what I'm saying? So it's like the excitement level for me isn't as thorough. I mean, in terms of a local or Commanders, local appeal to it. Obviously, like, I root for Trent Williams, you know, how dominant he was here in D.C., and he's a guy that I would love to give a championship ring. And Trace Young being a local product, playing for the team. I know he's despised by a lot of people here in the DMV and Commander fans, but for PG folks, I just feel like folks in PG County, you know, we typically root for our own, typically, right? So as somebody I root for, I do root for him as being a kid from this area, from this county, an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. So I root for individuals like that. On the flip side, Pat Mahomes, you know, this is greatness right here. Like, I think this always adds to his level of his legacy. I don't remember a young quarterback that came into the game and pretty much is, like, in terms of team and individual successes, has done it as quickly as Patrick Mahomes and consistently. I can't remember a quarterback like that. And I could be wrong, but I haven't seen a dude like that in a minute. I saw the comments. You don't got to show that one, bro. I saw it.
You got to because
I'm just being real. Like,
your voice is just like, I think it's the same team.
Yeah, it's like, serious. It's like, bro,
it's still the Super Bowl.
It's
second to March Madness for me.
Yeah, it's not that exciting to me. I'm gonna go hold you. But in terms of, like, the storyline, like, you got Pat Mahomes, I think it's chasing, like, to your point, on a level of being, I'm not saying already, I mean, surpassing Brady, but, you know, he's on a trend, a trajectory too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't think of a young quarterback who's been able to be, like, how many Super Bowls he's been into and consistently, you know what I'm saying? Like, and Andy Reid, an opportunity. We used to talk about Andy Reid not being able to win the big game. This is an opportunity to win Super Bowl number 3. You know what I mean? And look how they've shown the doubters wrong. Like, you know, when they lost Tyreek Hill, the offenses are going to be the same. They're not going to be able to get back to the bowl, and they've won one already and have an opportunity to win another one. So it's just, to me, watching this team and seeing what they do every year and the consistency, there's definitely an opportunity to say, you know what, one, Andy Reid is getting closer to being called not just one of the best coaches of his generation, but one of the better coaches ever to coach in the NFL. If you look at what he did with the Eagles and winning the NFC East, getting to Super Bowl with the Eagles, and then going to Kansas City and say he wins 3 Super Bowls. And it's just like, you look at his legacy and look at what he's done in football, you're going to actually, when you start talking about some of the greatest, best coaches in football, you're going to have to mention Andy Reid. Like, we all know that Bill Belichick is probably one. And then after that, is, I mean, I would always put Joe Gibbs up there. Like, that's just what my guy, that's me being biased, right? But Andy Reid's going to have to be in that discussion. Like, you can't say that Andy Reid shouldn't be. You know what I mean? Because now we don't talk. Ray, think about it. When we used to watch, like, watching him in Philadelphia, it was, and Eagles fans would say this, man, I like Andy, but he can't win the big one. He always chokes in the big one. That conversation is not even had. It's not even had anymore.
He's Popovich to to Bill Belichick's Phil Jackson. That's who he's becoming.
Yeah,
in my eyes. But George made an interesting comment. I'm gonna put it up. Is that the Lions or Ravens Super Bowl appearance would have been incredible for a lot of reasons.
I agree.
If we got it, obviously Lamar is a big part of that. But George, I want to ask you, man, and anybody else that's listening, are we not comfortable at this point, or are we not liking greatness? Because many times when we see the greats, the Kobe's, the Michaels, the Magics of the world, who continue to win, Tom Brady, it's intriguing most of the time. But it sounds like this is lacking luster because it's like, oh, here we go, the Chiefs again. But the intrigue is like, okay, can they knock them off this time for me? Mm-hmm. That's kind of where I'm at. You kind of want to see, can that top dog be knocked off? Like Wole talked about the narrative of the season with the Chiefs weren't very good. Yeah. And they changed that narrative in the playoffs. Like, don't forget who we are. They reminded the world that we're champions. So I'm wondering if the fatigue is it personal with the Chiefs, because the Chiefs lost the top receiver in Tyreek Hill. And like you said, well, and they're still there. Still in this position. They don't have much of a running game consistently, but they're still there. Defense up and down somehow. So Andy Reid, he's building his legacy, as you just mentioned. And now we're looking at potential dynasty, if they're not already considered a dynasty.
Yeah, I mean, that's on their end, their storyline. Oh, hold on. This is one George put out there, too. I don't think this is from George. I don't think it's that. It's not just the same teams. It's that the side stories ain't football related. Agree. It's Travis and Taylor, and it's the argument over Purdy and whether he's actually good. The Purdy thing is, the Travis and Taylor thing is like, I agree. That's a whole different element. People are making bets on how many times Taylor's going to be shown on TV. Like,
okay, I get it. It's Taylor Swift. But here's what I'm going to say, George, to that. And I agree with you, by the way. I agree with that comment. I just feel like now we got to look at the coaches. Purdy is a direct result of Kyle Shanahan being that dude. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's why Purdy's in the position he's in. And the Chiefs are in the position they're in because of Andy Reid. So hopefully we can shift the narrative, at least those of us who are real football fans, real sports analysts, media, to, okay, let's look at these two coaches in the chess match, because Kyle hasn't been able to win a big one. He's like Andy Reid was years ago. So now he's trying to figure out, how can I become Andy Reid and get over that hump without a star quarterback? That's what makes it so intriguing. That's why I kind of like Purdy, because I'm like, dang, if you can win with him, then that means Kyle can win with pretty much any quarterback. It don't matter what round you drafted in, what school you went to in college.
Yeah.
Dude, I think the coaching matchup is dope. I don't know if that's a debate at this point, who's the better offensive mind.
That's a good question.
I personally might say Kyle is the better offensive mind, but that doesn't mean he has more wins or more accolades or more Super Bowls than Andy Reid. I just feel like Kyle is a genius based on his resume, how many quarterbacks he's made successful. We talked about that just off the record the other day.
Yeah.
Andy Reid. That's the interesting one. A lot of his success is tied to, you know, two guys, McNabb and Mahomes.
And Vic. He helped Vic.
You can give him that one.
Yeah, because he helped rebuild Vic. I think you kids get ready for that. He deserves a lot of credit for helping bring back Michael Vick to a point where people say, okay, he's one of those dudes again. But you're right. I mean, the majority of the bulk of his career has been Mahomes and Donovan McNabb. So I agree with that. Yeah, I think in terms of between the two dudes, who is the better better coach of offense? I think, to your point, I do think it's, you can make the argument Kyle, but I think the better overall coach is Andy Reid. Just because the overall coach, because the track record speaks for itself. But Kyle's still young, right? Like, he still has an opportunity to kind of, just like Andy Reid, he has an opportunity to change the narrative. Because now Kyle has that narrative, right? He can't win the big game. Like, it's Kyle's narrative. Like, he'll choke. He can be up big and he'll choke. You know what I mean? I'm not going to mention what everybody mentions. I'm going to even talk about the matchup they had these two teams had a Super Bowl for 54 where the Niners were up most of that game. Mm-hmm. You know, they had it. They looked like they were going to win that Super Bowl, to be honest with you. But Kyle couldn't close the deal. Like, the Niners can close the deal. The Niners, and when I say the Niners couldn't close the deal, Kyle is a representation of the Niners, right? He was coaching that team, so they couldn't close the deal. He couldn't close the deal. So in a way, yeah, he has that reputation. And Andy Reid right now has seen him as like a guy who can close it. He is like the closer. His team is, they close games. They find ways to come back. And they close games like the Super Bowl, like Super Bowl 54. Mahomes can make big plays down the stretch to win the game. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I do think that when you look at what these two coaches, if you compare the two, I'm with you, Ray. Like, I think you can say in terms of today's modern NFL, I'm cool with saying Kyle's the better coach of offense, but probably slightly. But we're talking about who's the better coach. I'm gonna go with Andy Reid.
Okay, I like that. I feel like, in a way, we're talking legacies of these two coaches. What about guys like Christian McCaffrey? We already know Trent's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
What does a Super Bowl win do for a guy like Christian McCaffrey in terms of legacy?
I mean, it's like Christian McCaffrey has always been, to me, this big, he's always been that dog, like been that dude, like, right? And I like that he's kind of killed the whole stereotype, like a white dude can't be a running back. Like, I like that he's shown that. Dog, it don't matter. I'm one of them dudes. Like, we don't talk about that anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like folks don't talk about that anymore. It's like Christian McCaffrey is arguably, like, right now the best running back in the NFL, right? That's what we say now. And, like, I think – and it's cool to get him to have a full season in the NFL. Like, usually he's always hurt, right? But now you can see his worth when he plays a full season and how important he is to an NFL offense or for this offense. I think his legacy is like going to put him on a level of we can talk about Christian McCaffrey as I can't say his legacy of being one of the best running backs of all time because the body of work doesn't state that because of the injuries, right? But in terms of his era, I think it does help him validate him in terms of feeling like, you know what, yo, if I keep going this route, I could arguably be, you know, one of the best running backs of all time. I think he still needs a few seasons of consistent football in terms of having a full season until we talk about, and if we're going to talk about him, like we talk about Marshall Faulk, how we talk about Barry Sanders, how we talk about Emmitt Smith, Earl Campbell, folks of that, the late Jim Brown. These are like, we can't, like, to me, it's an unfinished story when it comes to Christian McCaffrey. Even when he wins the Super Bowl, there's still more that has to be done. I don't think it's too, to me, it's too early for him to say legacy because I don't think he's done enough in his body of work in the regular season in terms of work for me to say like, okay, he's ranked here right now in terms of all-time running backs.
I'll give you a hypothetical. If he wins this game and is Super Bowl MVP, I don't mind putting him in a class with Marcus Allen and Marshall Faulk, guys like that. I'm not saying that he's going to be considered with the names you mentioned, Barry, Emmitt, those names, but – with the Super Bowl MVP, I would be comfortable putting him in that same class as guys like
Marshall had a rack of yards though, bro, and he was dominant. Like it's hard, man, because Marshall had consistent. Like Marshall did it in with the Colts, and he played a bunch of games with the Colts, played a bunch of games with the Rams. It's like I'm not knocking. Like I think Christian McCaffrey is like that. So when I'm not knocking him about it, ain't play. It's just that he hasn't played it. To me, if you look at his seasons and the games played through seasons, you're going to be like, he's missed a lot of games through the last two to three years. He's missed a lot of games. So it's just harder for me, but not off him. It is not his work on the field. I want that to be known. It is not his work on the field. It's just the body of work.
Yeah.
He got some work to do.
Not disagreeing. Why I mentioned Marshall Faulk in terms of comparing him to Christian McCaffrey is because when you talk about the GOATs of running backs, Marshall Faulk, that I mentioned.
Yeah. He's supposed to be in there.
And we're putting Christian McCaffrey in that next tier, below the greats because of his incomplete career resume, then where does guys like Marshall Faulk or Marcus Allen, where do they rank? Because Marcus Allen is mentioned somewhere around there, but not again, not necessarily in the GOAT discussion or the GOATs. So I'm just wondering. It's a lot of good storylines, I think, when you look at it with the coaches headlining. You obviously got two quarterbacks with two different stories, two different backgrounds, and I like that part from a football perspective. Although I get what everybody is saying about fatigue with Taylor Swift and all. I get people tired of it.
Brody.
But the NFL is not tired of it because that means you're going to get more eyes that typically don't watch football, which that's the case with the Super Bowl anyway, but you're going to get even more viewers, hopefully. If the numbers are bad, then the Taylor Swift effect is trash. And the NFL, they could change that. They could work on how many times the cameraman shift her way. Put it that way. That's all I'm going to say.
They're going to do that, bro. It's going to be nonstop. That's the problem. That's going to be nonstop. We like football, and we don't want to keep talking about Taylor Swift and Kelce. Like, I want to talk about Kelce as a football player.
Look like.
I want to talk about Kelce, like, one, because Kelce, in terms of legacy, if we're talking about anything, I feel like, yeah, Kelce, we can talk about Kelce's legacy. Like, I feel like more than just talking about Kelce and Taylor Swift, like, Kelce wins this bowl and does, you know, does great work, man. We can start maybe talking about him as the best tight end ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's close to that type of, he's getting to that level where we can arguably call him the best tight end ever. And I know, Ray, ooh, you had a good one in Atlanta and Tony Gonzalez. And to me, he was the best tight end I've seen visually in the NFL. But I think you look at a guy like Travis Kelce, a guy that consistently gets open. He has championships now. And even looking at the game against Baltimore to get to the Super Bowl, knowing that he's truly like the main weapon and still able to get open and able to be an impact player for the team, and teams really can't stop him. You know what I'm saying? So when you look at that being a tight end that makes it wild, I think he wins a championship and he has a big game. Shoot, do we call him the best tight end ever?
Again, it's another good storyline that is unrelated to his significant other. Let's put it that way. But one thing that we can say is this. There are multiple teams, including Baltimore, which, George, you mentioned, that are on a cusp just right there of potentially being in this game next year. Uh-huh. There's a lot of intrigue around what the future of the league is going to look like. You got a great quarterback class coming in this upcoming draft. That's going to be dope. And then you got so many good teams who are right there. I mean, Detroit, you couldn't have been no closer to getting to the Super Bowl. So I'm wondering how much harder or how much difficult it's going to be for two coaches who they're sort of dominating this era right here, mm-hmm, with multiple Super Bowl appearances. How much more challenging next season is it going to be to get to the Super Bowl? And who will have easier path? You got the Chiefs now with Harbaugh coming to their division.
Yeah.
And we already know that when the Chargers and Chiefs get together, it always is a bomb burner. It always comes down to the last drive. But true. now you got Harbaugh, though, in the mix. That division, Antonio Pierce, who looks pretty good in Vegas. That division is going to be – and you got Sean Payton. That might be the best division in football. I think the Chiefs are going to have a tougher road as opposed to you got the Seahawks or coaching changes. Not necessarily a rebuild, but maybe in ways. Mm-hmm. And you got the Rams who – I don't know what they're going to look like. I don't know what Aaron Donald's going to do. And, of course, the Cardinals are the Cardinals. So I think the Chiefs are going to have – the Chiefs need to get this one more than the Niners do. They want to continue to grow this dynasty.
It's wild because, to your point, I do think the Chiefs need it more. I think the Niners are positioned better to return. Unless the Chiefs – I mean, because I think that, you know, Kyle has a proven record where he doesn't really need a franchise quarterback to get back. All he needs is a stout defense and a running game. He's going to have Christian McCaffrey for a while unless he gets hurt. I think Christian McCaffrey to their offense and Debo, those two are the keys for their offense. You know,
and Kittle.
Yeah, and Kittle, too. Yeah, but I'm sorry. All three of them are key for their offense. I agree. All three are key for their offense. So I do think that like they have an easier time to make it back, and they have everybody else back on. They have everybody back on contract. For those dudes that are on contract or have a they have a contract. They're going to be there for the long run. I do for the Chiefs. Like, that defense is going to change because they're going to lose a couple of players. They're going to lose Snead. They should be losing Snead, right? So the Chiefs will be losing some valuable players on that defense, and their defense has pretty much carried them. Don't get it twisted. This defense has carried them throughout this season. So I think, to your point, Ray, and the division is going to get tougher. You got Antonio Pierce now, you know, with the Raiders, and we saw the Raiders play towards the end of the season. Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers, and they're going to be a better football team, in my opinion. We'll see what Sean Payton does with the Denver Broncos. Sean Payton has always been he's been a good coach, so he'll finally get the quarterback that he wants, and we'll see how he works with how it works with the quarterback he wants. So I do think, to your point, like, it'll be harder for the Chiefs next season. So I do think, yeah, it'd be a better, this is the best opportunity. And then also, not just in the division, Joe Burrow will be back. And we know how, you know, the Bengals are a better team with Joe Burrow, though it looks like Higgins may not be back for them. So, which would hurt their offense totally. But and honestly, the AFC has better quarterback play. So it will be harder, I think, just for that alone, it'll be harder for the, for those teams to kind of make, for the Chiefs to make it back. But when you have Patrick Mahomes, bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, Patrick Mahomes is becoming on that Brady level where you just can't doubt Patrick Mahomes. It's like to a point where this season he was doubted coming, going into the postseason, and look at him now. He's in the Super Bowl. So I'm at the point now when it comes to Patrick Mahomes that you can't really doubt that dude when it comes to the season, because he's the type of dude that can flip the switch and lead his team to the Super Bowl.
Taj, what's up? Salute what's to going you, on, my man? Dude.
I know it's been lit over there. That rest is up lit.
When Brady made his run, I agree with you. I feel like his only, the Ravens and Peyton Manning were the two threats to him. Yeah. And the division was not always very good. Mm-hmm. But in this case, the Chiefs got a lot to go through, man. So I think they might be a little bit more impressive.
Yeah, I agree.
If
I agree.
They continue to make the Super Bowl. That's just how I look at it. But Joe Burrow, I didn't even think about him. Man, that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of
Lamar too. I'm sorry. I didn't even talk about Baltimore. Lamar too in Baltimore. Like, I gotta give him credit.
100. That's, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Josh Allen. These are still, regardless of if Josh Allen and if they own the Buffalo Bills, right? Because they're like in the playoffs, like, Kansas City beats Buffalo. It's just been they beat Buffalo. But still, like, you still can't acknowledge, you have to acknowledge that it's a tough out. Like, the Buffalo Bills are a tough out if Kansas City plays them. So, yeah, it's hard. It's going to be harder, man. Like, and I'm sure we've forgotten some other teams. Like Jacksonville may be better. You know what I'm saying? This is an off year for Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars trying to acclimate to get Calvin Ridley used to the offense and whatnot. So this has been a learning season for those two players. So I'm just saying, like, there's a lot, and I feel like for next season, that these teams will be like the Chiefs. It won't be. It definitely be harder for the Chiefs next season.
Taj said, legit 7 studs on that side. The NFC got to step their game up. Hey, come on, Washington. Y'all better get that boy Caleb. Y'all need to be in discussion right now. Tell him, Taj, get that number one pick. Get Caleb. Get
the number one pick.
Be in this discussion, man. Caleb looking good these days, but it's looking like Chicago is where he's going to go anyway. Unless there's a trade made.
I don't know why we're talking about
So right now, because of Taylor Swift fatigue, we're more looking forward to next season than we are this daggone Super Bowl. Forget Taylor Swift, man. It's a Super Bowl. Don't forget
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Still have your wings and your pizza. Little Caesars, man. Do what you got.
Hey, what was it? Hey, what was it, though? Back in the day when we were younger.
Lito, it was Lito.
The meatball joint.
It was Lito's, man. You can't get caught up, but it's wild that you got Usher in the halftime show, by the way.
I know, man.
I don't know if that moves the needle for me, bro. But
I like Usher, man. You know what I'm saying? I saw Usher perform in Dream back in the day, though. He was kind of me and Big Ron, rest in peace. We saw the dude.
Y'all went to Dream or / Love to see Usher.
Dog, man, not to lie to you, but he brought broads there, dog. Real talk. No. There's some baddies in that joint, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. I go to Dreams for different reasons. You know what I'm saying? I went for the Dream because, you know, it was a good look, dog. Because I was like you at first. I was with you at first. I was with you like when I was like, damn, Usher gonna be there. But I still went. It was all right, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
I think Dream was only good on Saturday nights. That was it. That wasn't no other.
Now we had performances. It was good, like when T.I. was there.
Well, that was on a Saturday night. That was
Saturday we went. Yeah. Was it Friday? Was Saturday?
Friday. One of them.
It was a Friday. It was a Friday. I think it was Friday. It was a Friday.
Friday. Okay, Friday. Friday. Night, but yeah. Anyway,
we're talking about
to get back to the game. There's a chance because of what you've been saying that again the audience is going to pour in, and that's going to hurt the NFL if you got an audience based on the Taylor Swift effect.
However, you're going to get a big Taylor Swift audience, bro. Like, that, the Swifties are real. That's what they real out here, man. They real out in these streets, bro. You're going I'm to looking get
forward
a to,
I'm looking forward to beyond this game because of the talent that's coming into the league and how the league is changing, how the divisions are changing and stacking up. The AFC, as everybody is commenting, is going to be amazing. And hopefully this game will live up to the billing. Brock Purdy versus Patrick Mahomes. Couldn't be a better Rocky versus Apollo story, man. Rest in peace to Carl Weathers, by the way.
Yeah, rest
it's
in peace,
good, it's a good story. It's a really good story because Brock Purdy, to me, is the underdog. Even though I've heard stories that Brock Purdy is the arrogant dude on the low. So, as well.
Oh, yeah, I heard. I heard he got swag. I don't hear Eric. I heard he got swag.
He got Riz.
Yeah, he got that's what it's called.
Hey, listen, I'm not even in the Brock Purdy fan club, to be honest.
I can tell. I can tell why you say
it. It's like Kyle and whoever he puts back there. That's all.
That's what it matters. That's what it is. And that's what
that man got Garoppolo to the Super Bowl. He's had multiple quarterbacks, Matt Schaub, Matt Ryan, playing at a high level.
Yeah.
He's that dude.
It looks like we may not have our guest.
RG3?
Yeah. It looks like we may not have our guest. I'm guessing because it's already 30 minutes in the game and I haven't heard anything. So for the folks who tune in to hear Breakland, I apologize, you know what I'm saying, for the folks who, yeah, just like we may have, he may not be able to make it. But yeah, back to the Super Bowl topic, man. I just want to make sure I had to put that out there because I didn't want folks to be, feel like it's false advertising.
Yeah, it's one of them things that happen, my dude.
Yeah, but, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
so,
we've covered a lot of the game. What's your prediction?
My prediction is, I have to go through it. My prediction is,
My man Dujanay already put his out there. He's like, I ain't going against Mahomes.
That's what I don't want to, but I feel like, dang, bro. It's like, it is so, it's such a tough one. I feel like.
He's playing for his job, George?
Who?
Interesting.
Purdy? I think so. I do think so. I mean, I'm going to tell him, I know why I say, I know, I, that's good. Let's talk about that for George. The reason why I believe that he's playing with his job, Yeah, I'm going to tell you why. I agree with that. It's the same way, like, it's similar to like Jared Goff, right? And how they went from Matthew Stafford. It was like Jared Goff was solid. It was good for the Rams. But then he figured out, Sean McVay figured out, like, I got to do better. I need better quarterback play to take this team to the next level. You know what I'm saying? So depending on how Purdy plays in the Super Bowl, I kind of agree with George. I think that if the Chiefs shut down Purdy, or say like Purdy has a Super Bowl like how he played against the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, I do think that it's not a sense that Purdy will be back because I can see Kyle saying, you know what, there's a dude in free agency that I like a lot because I wanted to trade for him here when he was in Washington and Kirk Cousins, and maybe I think Kirk Cousins can win me a Super Bowl. So it's not a guarantee for real. Like, yeah, Purdy has done some great things this season, but if Purdy, just like Jared Goff, when they decided to go the Matthew Stafford route, they may think about doing that with Purdy if he doesn't play. If he don't play big, maybe I go with the Kirk Cousins route.
Ooh.
Yeah. Kirk Cousins out there, man, and Kirk, you know, yeah. Just saying,
Kirk Cousins, you like that?
That's gonna
add another Washington storyline to the national scene. I love it. Yeah. Bring it on, bro. Let's do this.
Kyle likes Kurt a lot. I mean,
Kurt will take he'll take a discount, Todd.
He would. He would take a discount for Kyle. He sure would.
I believe that.
No, he sure would.
He loves Kyle's dad.
He loves Kyle.
Loves Kyle too, but he loves Mike Shanahan. He still to this day quotes that dude in interviews.
Bro, look at it. Like they was going to look. Kyle wanted him. Was going to give up a first for Kirk Cousins to Washington. That's how much Kyle likes him.
Wole is scared to make a prediction though, y'all. You see how that man just deflected and went.
I did. I was good at that. See how good I was.
My prediction. My it's prediction, not that deep, bro. You know what
it
saying?
Is that
make
deep,
a
bro.
Prediction, bro. Go with Brock Purdy.
I don't predict like going with Brock Purdy. Because I'm not a big Brock Purdy fan like you.
I'm not a Brock Purdy fan.
I said I'm like you, so I'm not. I said I'm not like you. I'm not. I'm like, actually, I'm not a Brock Purdy fan like you. I'm not. That's why I agree with George. I don't think Brock Purdy's that good. I think he's going to like lose his job.
You ain't think Kurt Warner was good? He stayed around. He had longevity.
No. I still don't think Kurt was. I know what I said. Don't try to like. I don't think Kurt Warner is that good anyway. I think Kurt Warner is like.
Kurt Warner worked there. He worked at Giant, bro. He came and won a Super Bowl. You can't hate on that, dude.
Kurt Warner. And who he went it with?
The Rams.
Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce, Marshall Faulk.
Come on, bro. Don't do that, man.
Isaac King. And then he went to New York, the Giants.
Thank you, Taj. Put it up. Taj gave his prediction.
And then he went to the Giants and stuck it up.
He went to the Cardinals too. And he went to the Super Bowl.
And you know what he did with the Cardinals? And who do you have with the Cardinals? You're making my point for me. Thank you.
I'm not defending him, by the way.
You made an elegant point for me. I appreciate you. He had stacked off. Taj just said it for me. Went to another stacked offense. Exactly. Yes, exactly.
I don't argue at all, Harley, and I'm not arguing for Kurt Warner or Washington Commanders or any topic that we talk about.
I know you're not.
But what I'm saying is Brock Purdy could be the next Kurt Warner. That's what I'm saying. He probably could.
That's fine.
Would you say his team is stacked? Well,
yes, it is stacked.
You a jerk.
It is stacked. You got dog. Did you hear what Cam said? Like he was when he called my manager, right? I'm gonna make a prediction. He said Purdy probably the 10th best player on their team, and then folks got mad at Cam, and then Cam listed the players. He's like the 10th best player on this team, bro. As the quarterback, yeah, I know what I'm saying. He ain't him. But he's a good man. He's a very good player, though. He's improved
Warner,
a lot.
Kurt Warner's better than Brock Purdy, right?
Facts. I won't even do that to Kurt Warner. He's better than Brock Purdy. That I will say.
All right. Taylor Heineke.
All right.
He can win with Kyle. Anyway, go ahead.
I don't think no. So that's extreme. But all right. Let's go.
Who are you picking, bro? All
right. I am picking. I'm going with.
Not that hard, man.
It is hard, right? This is pressure. No, I'm going Andy Reid. Going Kansas City, man. No, I'm wrong. I'm going with Chase. I want Chase to get a ring and Trent. So I'm going with San Francisco, and I'm going to say Kyle gets his first bowl, and it will be a close game. Purdy won't have a great game because Christian McCaffrey will be the MVP. It would be great with Trent if Chase Young was the MVP. Now I can like talk trash, but he won't. It will be the Chiefs 17, the Niners 20.
Would I put my money on the Niners? Absolutely not. But I'm rooting for the upset, but I can't pick against Mahomes. And Light Skin Brothers, I mean, the legacy hasn't continued. So, I mean, if Mahomes wins, we still
win.
I rooted for Lamar, but Mahomes knocked
him out. And Light Skin, the legacy is continuing what? In football or basketball?
Mahomes. I mean, Steph Curry. To Mahomes.
Stephen won last year. Who won last year? Who won the championship last year in basketball? It was Jokic.
We'll claim him as light skin.
That's fine. Serbia. He don't count, dude. He count with light skin. Let me choose somebody from baseball. They're Dominican.
KCP was the fourth guy on the team, bro. Sorry.
Let me go to baseball. There's a Dominican. There's always someone dark skin. So then how about that? They win it. Is that what we're doing?
Nobody cares about baseball, unfortunately.
No, they do care. So don't do that.
Nobody cares
about baseball. They care. Otani got paid about almost $500 million. Somebody cares about baseball.
I haven't cared about baseball. It's number one pick since Strasburg maybe or Bryce, but in football everybody is focused on who's gonna be number one pick in football. So can't compare, my friend.
Bruh.
So don't worry though. Listen, you picked the Niners. I'm gonna go with the Chiefs just because I won't pick against Mahomes, but I would love to see the upset. I hope it's gonna be a great game.
You're picking the Chiefs because you're just picking for light skin dudes, right? That's what you're doing.
No. Because I can't pick against Mahomes. I mean, you look at the record, you look at his Super Bowl record, he's perfect in the Super Bowl.
He lost to Brady.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he lost to Brady. My bad. He lost one Super Bowl.
But he's consistently there in that game.
I ain't gonna hold you. It's the truth. It's kind of like he's similar to like how LeBron would be going to the finals. He just goes to the Super Bowl. He's almost getting to like LeBron level. I'm cute, Buck. That's what he's starting to get. He's starting to be like LeBron.
Yeah, except the Eastern Conference was kind of weak with LeBron.
No, I'm just saying, just getting there. I agree with you. I'm just saying, getting there.
Some tough folks.
Facts. This is true, though. This is true. I argue.
Pat might be. He might be the GOAT, and he has so many distractions around him. His family. He's got his teammate Dayton Taylor. I mean, he's still doing his thing.
LeBron.
Gotta love that dude.
LeBron.
Gotta love him.
LeBron had distractions. He had a distraction in Cleveland. I ain't going into that one, though. Just say you said it's distractions. I'm just saying. It. I say that. You said distraction. You said it. I'm just saying. You made it sound like LeBron wasn't going through any distractions. He had a distraction. He had a distraction. Joyce said he lost to Tampa, but he also had a busted toe and dummy Andy Reid dropped him back to pass 54 times.
George, you might be right, but an L is an L, my friend. You know, that's just what it is. So he lost.
Oh, man, he'd be like, you might be right, but an L is an L. There's no excuses in the game.
Atlanta was winning 28-3, and they were that close.
They lost,
but an L is an L.
No.
Regardless of the referees. Now, I will say this, George. The fix is already in for some people. They feel like Taylor Swift equals a fix. The NFL wants that narrative, and nothing you can do about it. But I don't know.
Wait, can't believe it.
Joyce, you had to take it a step further.
There about LeBron and what happened with four. George, you ain't supposed to do that. You know what I'm saying? George,
Monet is not a real Lakers fan, bro, because you wouldn't bring that up. You was a real
I'm a Lakers fan. Where is that? Said dude is from where I grew up at, so I can represent my area. I'm just saying, I want to make sure.
Represented in what way? Stealing people, dating people's mamas, man.
Dog, I didn't even go there. Why are we going there?
You did go there. And
I didn't say it. I didn't say it.
That's what you were talking about.
I didn't say it, though. I didn't say it. I didn't verbally say it. I just said that LeBron dealt with some stuff, too. That could have been anything. I didn't say what he was going through. Dang, bro.
Hey, listen, Mahomes is going to be in a class all by himself eventually. True. If he gets this one and continues on the path that he's on. We already said that. It's coming. And Mahomes is a likable dude. He's not a villain, even though the media is semi trying to make it one. But he's not, though. He's not a villain at all.
I'm a real Kobe, but he's a real Kobe fan, too. I ain't a Kobe fan. You talking about me? I mean, R.P. Kobe, though.
A real Kobe fan? Nah, I wouldn't say that, George. We haven't talked about the Wizards at all, Taj. You know, this was strictly Super Bowl, but we'll get to the Wizards at another time. You know,
we real talk.
But yeah, rest in peace, Killian Hayes. We lost him on the day. You know, he got waived at the trade deadline. It's kind of messed up, bro. And he was a top pick at one point.
Yeah, I'm trying to get. I was trying to get.
Theme lights, yeah, man. We lost.
I'm trying to get. Sorry. I know. Sorry. I'm sorry for you. I'm trying to get James Wiseman released. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he's considered dark skinned to me because I think they like bronze. I'm dark, so I feel like he's like
anyway. Bronze. I'm gonna get rid of it. We gonna jump off the color wheel, bro. we gonna see what's gonna happen. And we're gonna see if the legend of Brock Purdy lives on. But Fred Warner,
who's your MVP?
Super Bowl MVP.
I'm about to ask you who's your MVP. I was about to ask. I said mine. You ain't say.
I'm gonna go with Fred Warner, bro. He has that Ray Lewis mentality right now where he's
ready. So you got San Fran winning? You got
no.
What you said?
I don't. Not because I don't have the heart to do it, but.
You can't, Fred. You gotta have the winner. The loser ain't getting Super MVP. So then stop that, damn. already know that. That ain't work that way.
I'll go Pacheco then, just because I don't want to go.
Oh, that's okay. That's different. Yeah. That's what's up, dog. That's different. So Pacheco, okay. That's what's up, dog. I like that one. I said, I said it would be McCaffrey. That was easy though. Maybe I shouldn't have McCaffrey. Maybe I should just say Chase and just be an asshole, and say Chase.
Wow.
Wow. that's a good one, Dujanae. That's a good one,
Dujanae. Are you serious with that one? Could be.
He good though. No, Rice like that.
Yeah,
he like that. I like Rice. That's a good one, Dujanae. I like him. Yeah. I would go. I can go. I'm going with McCaffrey.
Scantling.
Would you say what?
No. I was thinking about the wrong receiver. That's all. That's a cool. Everybody's going with the Chiefs and stuff with Wole. I get it. But Niners might go on top. Fred Warner, baby.
Yeah. Oh, so you got the Niners? Now you got the Niners, though?
I don't know.
You don't know what you want. You have no interest either, right? Don't lie.
I want to see the upset. Yes, I will say that. But I won't pick it, though. Just like Dujanae, I won't pick it.
You don't have no interest in it either, too, right? You don't have no interest.
Mr. Swift. That's what I'm talking about, Taj. Mr. Swift. There you go. Yes, sir.
Oh, yo. Yeah. He definitely get that joint. He can definitely get that. He definitely can get it. Yeah, I think he can definitely.
Christian McCaffrey. Okay, George. George always has his stones to pick upsets. That's one dude that he does not waver on picking an upset. He's got it, man. You have to like football.
Aren't the Niners our favorite? Who's favorite?
Come on, dude, Janae. Come on, dude. Come on, man.
That's messed up. That's don't do that.
Come on, bro. Come on, That's worse than Buffalo's four straight Super Bowl losses. That's where it is, man. 28-3 lead at the end of the third quarter.
All right,
PTSD is taking effect now. In this, man.
Yeah, we're gonna
Rashad Breeland, that's still our guy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, still our guy,
he catfished us tonight.
No lies told, though. Let's just keep it all he wanted. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna call Neve and Cammy to see if that's the real Breland's account.
No, it's his account. You know what I'm saying?
We know.
But yeah, things happen. Just hoping. First off, let's make sure everything's good with him, though. I mean, because
I'm not mad at all. We still had a great discussion.
Yeah, we did, though. First off, yeah.
So, we'll be on next week, Valentine's Day, Love Day next week. Y'all check in, man.
We on Wednesday. No, we probably will be. I probably will. I don't know. I don't really be.
We can do it, Wale.
Yeah, we can do it. I don't be.
And you saving, you saving money this year, brother.
Yeah, I want to save money because I've done enough. I went out last night. I've done enough.
All
right,
bro.
I was out. Yeah, with a chick. Like, yeah, I spent enough. I'm cool. I'm gonna save money for next week.
All right.
Hey, subscribe to our. Hey, we're gonna end the show, but subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio. Just search the Urban Sports Scene. Also, follow us on X at Urban Sports Scene, IG at Urban Sports Scene, and like our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Make sure to subscribe to our Urban Sports Scene YouTube channel as well. Hey, check out the home of the Urban Sports Scene. Amplifier Media at amplifiermedia.com, and this show can be found on the Podcast DC app. Download the Podcast DC app to hear all of the Amplifier shows as well as other great content. Appreciate. Hold on, I'm seeing extra comments going out here about the only good. Hold on, what is this, George?
I just had that up.
Yeah, what did it say about the only good thing about Valentine's Day next week would be having man, George, you the man, bro. For the Roman, we the ones, bro. We the ones. Hey, Taj, George, I know about this.
Oh, yeah, he going down, baby. If you smell.
No, you heard. Nah, it's like him and Roman on sides now, bro.
Really?
Yeah, they on sides. That's what the press today. Taj, I saw the clip. They on sides now, man. Oh. You know what I'm saying?
That hurts, Taj.
That
hurts, Taj. Hey, we could play that scenario out, though. That's a long time ago. I'll be younger. I could go get my Adams Morgan pizza afterwards, bro.
Oh my god, so many.
I can imagine that,
dude. I was out there yesterday. I was out with Adams Morgan yesterday, bro.
Hey, listen, we got some legendary club stories talking about.
I know. Ask
Clinton Portis about us.
Santa Moss, Clinton Portis about us, bro.
Yeah. Ask Andre Blatch about us, bro. Yeah. We know now.
And JaVale McGee. Ask him about us, bro.
I don't know about him, but I know about the rest of them, though. Yeah. Nick Young. We legendary.
We got stories, bro.
Let's go, George. Put it up there, Wale.
Man, I'm looking at George. Yeah. Yeah, George, you already know.
Let's go.
You already know. Oh, man.
Appreciate you guys.
You talk about the wrestling. That wrestling was wild. We still don't have any answers. Hey, man. My guy. Oh, man. All right, time to close it. I'm laughing now. Let me stop laughing. All right, we end the show off. Anyway, y'all, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. And we appreciate the support. Anyway, you've been listening to the Urban Sports Scene for Aegis. You dig? Deuces. Hey, we appreciate the love. We out. Peace.